This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York's death toll from COVID-19 has dropped below 100 for the first time since March. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, the news comes as other states are seeing a spike in cases.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 84 people died Friday from the coronavirus.
For me, it's just a sign that we're making real progress, and I feel good about that.
Well, that brings the death toll to more than 2,300. Cuomo says two more regions, Mid-Hudson and Long Island, are on track to reopen this week, something he attributes to New Yorkers' diligence in social distancing and mask wearing.
You look at the New York curve, you look at how low it is, you look at the number of deaths, you look at the decline. Compare that with the rest of the nation, where you still see the rest of the nation's curve going up.
L.A., D.C., and Chicago remain persistent COVID hotspots, according to the White House Task Force. I'm Julie Walker.
Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the festival that concludes the fasting month of Ramadan under the long shadow of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The three-day event marks the end of the fasting month of Ramadan for the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. People usually celebrate by traveling, visiting family, and gathering for lavish meals, all of which is largely prohibited as authorities try to prevent new virus outbreaks. Some countries, including Turkey, Iraq, and Jordan, will impose round-the-clock curfews for the duration of the holiday. In Saudi Arabia, home of the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, people will only be allowed to leave their homes to buy food and medicine.
In Aqsa, we are not allowed.
Most restrictions have been lifted in Jerusalem, but the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site in Islam, will remain closed until after the holiday. I'm Sarah Bassett.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on